Hello, I'm Pastor Luke Wong, and this is my wife who will be translating for me today.
你好，我是黄亮生牧师，这是我的太太郑银慧。
We'll be speaking from the Great Commission today.
我们今天会谈到大使命。
I believe you have probably read it already today, but let's read it again together.
可能刚才已经读过这个章经节，但是我们一起再来读一次。
In Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20.
马太福音二十八章十九到二十节。
I'm going to read it in English first, and then we'll read it together in Chinese.
我们读一次用英文，那第二次用中文。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我教导你的，吩咐他们要遵守，我就与你同在，直到世界的末了。
There was once a man who attended his college 30th year reunion.
有一次就是一个人他参加了他的三十年的同学会。
After coming back, he was very distraught.
他回来的时候就非常沮丧。
He was very upset.
非常的沮丧。
So his wife asked him, you know, what happened?
他才是说发生什么事情啊。
He answered that it's not what happened, that is what didn't happen.
他说不是发生什么事情，是没有发生什么事情。
It's been 30 years now.
三十年了。
And my classmates basically have not changed.
我的同学都没改变。
They have not grown.
都没成长。
They still have the same character flaws.
他们的品格还是同样有这种问题。
They're still so immature.
他们都非常的幼稚。
So he said to his wife, honey, if you ever see me not growing,
他就跟太太说，你若是看到我不成熟的，我不成长的话，
please kick me in the behind.
就踢我一下。
Get me going.
让我成长。
Growth or growing is, I believe, one of the most important topic in life.
是的，成长是一个生命中非常重要的一个话题。
I mean, because if you think about it, if we don't grow, if we stay immature,
因为你想想，如果我们不成长，继续停留在这个不成熟的阶段呢？
Oftentimes, our immaturity is the source of a lot of problems in our lives.
那结果就是我们会导致很多的冲突，因为不成熟就是我们问题很多的来源。
For example, in marriage,
比方说在婚姻里面，
a lot of marital issues or problems stem from people's immaturity.
其实婚姻的很多的问题都是来自于对方不成熟。
This year, Amy, my wife and I will have been married for 29 years.
今年我们结婚29年了。
And I still remember when we first got married.
我还记得我们刚结婚的时候。
And we had so many fights.
我们吵了很多架。
We fought all the time.
其实常常吵架。
And thinking back, it was really because of our immaturity.
那回想其实是我们的幼稚或者不成熟。
Especially my wife.
他就说特别是太太了。
I'm just kidding. Obviously, to be honest, I was very immature at that time.
当然这是开玩笑，因为就是丈夫不成熟嘛。
In church,
在教会
a lot of problems in church stem from people's immaturity.
在教会也很多冲突是来自于人不成熟。
We've been part of many churches.
其实我们也参加过不少的教会。
And every time there is a church split,
每一次有分裂或者是冲突的时候
major conflict,
对
then really it really stems from people's immaturity.
我们就知道这个来源是来自于人不成熟。
People trying to resolve the conflict in immature ways.
人会借着不成熟的方法来解决它核心的问题。
Or if you think about your work situation,
或者想到工作这个情况。
Or anything in society, whenever you know that you have conflicts that turn very ugly, it's really because of people's immaturity.
或者是任何在社会里面发生的事情，只要有冲突，都是来自于人不成熟。
I think parents are most concerned about their kids not growing and staying immature.
父母也会关心到孩子是不是有在成长，也不希望他们停留在幼稚或者不成熟这个阶段。
One time, Amy was crying because our first daughter was not drinking her milk.
我们刚还年轻的时候老大没喝奶，那太太就开始哭了。
And her sister came to visit.
那太太的姐姐就来看她。
And she said, "What are you crying about? Your daughter is so plump."
她就跟我太太说。你哭什么？孩子看起来胖胖的，没事的。
So, but she was concerned that if she doesn't drink her milk, she will not grow.
但是当下的妈妈的关心就是孩子有没有在喝奶， 以致可以成长。
We're all concerned about growth.
这就是我们所关心的。
To a certain degree, physical growth is very natural.
啊，在某个程度来说，肉体上的成长其实是自然的。
But our spiritual growth, not so much.
但是属灵不是理所当然的。
Unless we're intentional about our spiritual growth, we will not grow.
除非我们刻意的在属灵上成长，我们是不会成长。
And sometimes, as we become more and more comfortable in life,
特别是我们开始舒适的时候，
it is easy for us to be stuck in our spiritual growth.
我们的灵命很容易停滞不前。
Where there is no longer any progress in our character development,
我们就缺乏往前走的这个意向，或者这个品格的一个成长。
Emotional development,
或者情感上的成长。
And especially spiritual development,
特别是在我们属灵上的成长。
For the past 17 years, we served as missionaries in China.
过去17年，我们在亚洲服事。
And coming across tens of thousands of new faces.
我们就跟几千人碰过面。
And we've had the privilege of teaching and developing hundreds of young people.
那我们就很多机会去接触，还有教导一些年轻人。
Working and leading and developing these young leaders.
我们就是在培养他们，也是栽培他们，让他们成为年轻这些带领者。
Beginning by sharing the gospel with them.
我们从跟他们分享福音开始。
And then we would teach them.
然后就教导他们。
Essentially, we were living out the Great Commission.
我们就是在活出这个大使命。
And I have to say, for the past 17 years, I have come to realize that the Great Commission.
那我可以说，就是过去17年这个大使命
is really God's.A key or secret for us to grow spiritually.
其实就是神给我们成长的秘方。
It is a key that Jesus has given us right before he left earth into heaven for us to grow.
这就是耶稣要离开我们之前给我们的一个成长的钥匙。
And as we meditate on these two verses today,
那今天当我们思想这个两个章节的时候，
we will see four steps that Jesus is giving us to spiritual growth.
其实我们可以发掘四个成长的步骤。
The Great Commission begins by saying, you know, go.
这大使命刚开始就说你们要去。
Go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
In other words, we need to step out of our comfort zone.
换句话说，我们需要踏出我们的舒适区。
You know, I grew up in Paris.
我是在巴黎长大的。
I spent 17 years there.
17年在那边。
And when I was 17, I immigrated to the U.S.
那17岁的时候，我就移民到美国。
I was all by myself.
我那时候独自的，单独一个人。
My parents were still back in Paris.
父母还留在巴黎。
And it was very uncomfortable for me.
对我来说是很不舒适的一件事情。
It was a new culture.
新的环境。
I had to learn a new language.
新的文化，新的语言。
New school, and I had to make new friends.
新的朋友。
And I have to say that during these transitional years,
那我要说这个过渡期，
I grew so much.
我成长得非常的多。
Because I stepped out of my comfort zone.
因为我就离开了我的舒适区。
I was forced to grow.
我被迫成长。
And then I started pursuing the American dream.
然后就开始追求，
right? Getting a good job,
找到好的工作，
getting married,
结婚，
having children,
生孩子，
buying houses,
买房，
buying cars,
买车，
and I was very comfortable.
我其实非常的舒服。
And to a certain degree, I became stuck in my spiritual growth.
那在某个程度上，我就开始卡住，我的灵命就卡住。
I remember at that time, you know, my dream was to one day, come back from work.
我那时候有一个梦想，小小的梦想，就是有一天回家的时候。
And because I had married a lawyer.
那时候我是娶了一个律师。
And I thought to myself, I hit the jackpot.
我就想说，哎呀，我中奖了。
She's going to make me a lot of money.
这个太太会赚给我很多钱。
So my dream was that one day we'll come home from work.
我就梦想说有一天我回家的时候。
She would surprise me because it was my birthday.
那太太就会给我一个惊喜，因为是我的生日。
So she would give me a small gift.
她会给我一个小小的礼物。
Why a small gift?
为什么是小的呢？
Because in it there will be a key.
因为里面就是一个钥匙。
And she'll bring it to the front door.
然后把我带到前门的地方。
And she says surprise.
她就说哇，给你惊喜。
And there parked in front of my house will be a brand new BMW.
然后在我们房子前面就是一个 BMW.
That was my dream.
这就是我的梦想。
That was the American dream.
那就是美国梦了吗？
ButBecause I was so busy pursuing the American dream.
但是因为我一直在追求美国梦。
Trying to maintain this lifestyle.
我就开始要去维持这个生活方式。
I found myself stuck in my spiritual growth.
我的灵命就卡住了。
So I remember for a period of time.
所以有一段时间
The two of us started praying together specifically for one prayer.
我们两个就开始一直祷告，就是一个事项。
And we prayed every night the same prayer for an entire year.
一整年我们都是在这样子祷告。
Lord, we want to love you more.
主啊，我们想要更爱你。
We want to experience you.
我们想要经历到你。
And you know, God answers prayers.
你知道吗？神是听祷告。
After about a year, things started happening to us.
差不多一年以后，事情就开始发生。
At that time, I had started taking seminary classes already.
那时候我已经开始上一些神学课程。
And one of the requirements was for me to go on a silence retreat.
那其中一个课程就是要求我们去一个安静的地方，安静的退休。
对 ，So for an entire week, I was on top of a mountain and I was being very quiet.
所以一整个礼拜，我就是在一个山上，非常的安静
，No speaking，
不讲话。
And the key was to listen to what God had to say to us.
那这个锻炼就是锻炼学习聆听神在向你说什么。
And the beginning was so hard.
啊，刚开始非常。
Because we're filled with noises every day.
因为我们是被噪音所围绕。
A lot of internal noises and voices as well.
也是很多内在的噪音跟声音。
But after a few days, I think God's voice became very silent, and God's voice became more and more clear.
那几天以后，经过这个安静的过程，神的声音越来越清晰。
God said, "Look, if you want to experience me."
那神就对我说 ，Look， 你若是要经历到我的话
，You need to simplify your life.
你必须简单化。
Your life is too complicated.
你的生活太复杂了。
You are too comfortable.
你太舒适了。
You need to simplify your life.
你太舒服了，你需要简单化。
Then you will experience me.
然后你就可以经历到我。
So I went home and I told Amy.
那回去就跟太太说了。
And we started making plans.
我们就开始做计划。
And how to simplify our lives.
如何把我们生活把它简单。
And step by step, God started guided us, and eventually we found ourselves in China with 3 kids and 10 boxes.
那逐渐逐渐在回应神的过程当中，有一天我们就发现我们竟然搬到亚洲。借着10个箱子，把3个孩子带到个完全新的地方。
And again, it was a brand new environment for me.
那再一次又是一个全新的环境。
Because I didn't speak Chinese at that time.
因为那时候我的中文不流利。
So I had to learn a new language.
所以要学一个新的语言。
Learn a new culture.
新的文化。
And I tell you, it's a very, very different culture from what I am accustomed to.
那对我来说是很不舒适，很不舒服。不适应的一个文化。
The concept of personal space is very different.
比方说个人空间这个概念就很不一样。
The concept of time is very different.
那时间的概念也很不一样。
I remember when I first moved there, we had to buy furniture for our new home.
我还记得我们刚搬去的时候，我们需要搬买新的家具。
So we would go to the store.
我们就到店里面。
Order the furniture that we liked.
然后就订货啦。
And then set a time for the delivery person to deliver the goods.
就定时间送货。
And I would stay home and wait for that person.
我就在家乖乖的等。
The first time I was waiting at home, and I waited half an hour.
第一次在家里等了半个小时。
The person still didn't come.
他还没来。
So I called.
就打电话。
And I knew a little bit of Chinese, enough Chinese to converse a little bit.
我就知道一点点的中文就可以跟他说。
I said, "Where are you?"
你在哪里
？And immediately he replied, 马上到了。
他马上就说 ，I'm here.
马上到 literally means no. I am on the horse. It's an idiom that says I am on the horse, which means.I'm almost here. I'm here immediately.
马就是坐，已经坐在马上了，就到了，就是说很快就到了。
So I said, "Oh, he's going to be here immediately." So I waited.
所以我就想说，哦，他快来了，那我就等。
Half an hour later.
半个小时。
Still not here.
还没来。
So I called back.
再打电话。
马上到了。
I'm almost here.
Oh, okay. I waited again.
那我就再等。
Half an hour later.
半个小时以后。
I said, "Oh, I'm a Christian. I need to be patient."
我想说，做一个基督徒，我应该比较有耐心吧。
So I called back.
就回去了。
Hey, where are you?
你在哪里啊？
马上到了。
I'm just about here.
I remember that day, and I waited 2 hours before the delivery person came.
我还记得那天，我等了2个小时，他才过来，他才过来。
And I learned a very important lesson.
我就学到一个很重要的功课。
That they have a very different concept of time.
他们对时间的概念跟我完全不一样。
And so now, after learning that, now if I go shopping, I don't wait for delivery person anymore.
所以现在我去购物的时候，我就不再等送货的那个。
I wait for them to call me.
我等他打电话。
And ask me where I am.
然后问我在哪里。
And I'll reply, 马上到了。
我就跟他回答说 ，I'm almost there.
You have to adapt.
你就是要适应。
You have to grow.
你就是要学习成长。
These past 17 years has no, in to a certain degree, has been hard for me in terms of comfort level.
我可以说，过去17年对我来说，这个舒适程度不是很大。
But yet at the same time, I have to say that I have grown so much.
但是同时，我也要见证我成长了很多。
Both of us have grown so much.
我们两个都成长很多。
So, what about you?
那你呢？
Are you growing spiritually?
你在属灵上有在成长吗?
Do you find yourself stuck in your spiritual growth?
你会不会觉得你自己灵命卡住呢?
Why?
为什么?
Why are you stuck?
为什么你卡住?
Is it because you're too comfortable in your current state?
是不是现在太舒适了?
How can you step out of your comfort zone?
你如何踏出你的舒适区?
I know that during this pandemic season,
我知道在这个疫情的当中,
while we're all isolated at home,
我们都被隔离在家,
the last thing we want to do is to step out of our comfort zone.
我们最不想的就是踏出我们的舒
适区。 We need to protect ourselves.
对不对?我们需要保护我们自己。
And that is true.
但这是事实。
But at the same time,
但是同时,
I believe that it is during this season that we need to even more so step out of our comfort zone.
我相信就是在这个时间段我们需要更刻意的去踏出我们舒适区。
So that we can grow.
所以我们可以成长。
So that we can experience God.
所以我们可以经历到神。
Secondly,
第二,
not only do we need to step out of our comfort zone,
不单单我们需要踏出我们的舒适区。
It says here that no, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
这里还说我们要奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
In other words, we need to seek to engage the lost.
换句话说，我们需要去接触那些失丧的人。
To seek those who are lost, the lost sheep.
去找这些迷失的羊。
You know, Jesus was most concerned about his lost sheep.
耶稣最关心他迷失的羊。
When he came down on earth, he was very concerned about the lost sheep.
当他来世上的时候，他就是关心他的羊。
In fact, that's why he came.
这就是他来的目的。
To seek the lost sheep.
去寻找这些迷失的羊。
And to save them from their lostness.
去救他们，拯救他们，挽回他们。
When he went to Jerusalem,
他去耶路撒冷的时候，
he saw the people.
他就看到人。
And they were like sheep without a shepherd.
他们就像羊没有牧羊者一样。
So Jesus wept.
然后耶稣就哭了。
Do we care about Jesus' lost sheep?
我们关心耶稣所迷失的羊吗？
If we want to care, we must first see them.
我们若是关心他们的话，我们首先要看见他们。
Jesus saw, then he wept.
耶稣看见他们。他就发怜悯心，就哭了。
If you don't see them, you cannot care for them.
你若是看不见他们，你无法去关心他们。
Do you see the lost sheep around you?
你可以看见身边这些迷失的羊吗？
Do you care for them?
你关心他们吗？
And to a certain degree, no, I have to say it is not easy, it is hard.
我说我可以承认在某个程度对我们来说是很难的。
Because it goes against our cultural grain.
因为对我们这个文化来说是相反的。
I'm talking about the Western culture.
不是对立的，特别是在这个西方这个文化。
Because we're all about individualism.
因为我们是很个人化的一个西方文化。
About personal space.
我们需要我们的个人的空间。
And for some people, it goes against their, you know, personal, their personality trait.
对有些人来说，这也是很反对他们的这个个性。
Especially if you're an introverted person.
特别你若是内向的这种。
Like me.
就像我一样。
No, I'm a very introverted person.
我是一个内向的。
I'm very shy in public.
我非常的害羞。
I don't like new social settings.
我不喜欢新的这种社交场合。
When I first moved to New York,
我刚搬到纽约的时候，
Amy and I went to the same youth group.
我跟我太太那时候是在同一个青年团契。
That's how we met.
我们是这样子碰面的。
But what's amazing is she didn't know I existed for an entire year.
奇妙就是我们竟然两个人同时在一个团契一整年，她都不知道我存在。
That's how shy I was.
我是害羞到这个程度。
When I moved to China,
那我搬到中国的时候，
in the early day of the bridge, which is the ministry that we started,
在桥梁的早期啊，就是我们开始的。
And now it was hard for me to try to reach out to the lost sheep.
啊，那时候对我来说很难去接触这些迷失的羊。
It was my wife who invited all these people, her students, to come to our home.
啊，其实就是我太太邀请了一些学生来到我们家。
We started with 5 students.
我们从五个学生开始。
That grew to 50 students within 3 months.
然后到三个月以后就50个学生。
To over 100 students after a year.
然后100多，就是一年以后就是100多个学生。
And no, then after that, every weekend, every week, we would have hundreds of students crammed in our home.
然后在那一段时间，我们就每一周会有几百个学生就在我们家里面。
And every time at least 20 to 30 new faces.
每次就二三十个新的面孔。
And it was uncomfortable for me to try to engage them one-on-one.
那对我来说,一对一的这种交流是非常困难的。
Now, I would share God's word with them, so I would stand on stage speaking or preaching, and that was easy for me.
我对我来说,站在台上分享神的话语,
But no, afterward, trying to engage them one-on-one, that was hard.
但是场合完了以后, 需要下台, 一对一跟他们交流, 对我来说非常困难。
Where do I begin?
我从哪里开始呢?
I'm horrible at small talk.
我对这种闲聊是非常不舒适的。
Yeah, how's the weather? Yeah, nice.
讲天气啊, 就没了。
And then that's it.
就没了。
So I remember praying a prayer at that time.
那时候我就一个祷告。
I said, no, God, you know how shy I am.
主啊,你知道我是非常内向的。
So would you please just send me two people for me to disciple this year?
你可不可以就把今年把两个人带到我面前, 这样我可以栽培他们呢?
Send them to me.
你把他带到我这边吧。
Then I'll try to disciple them.
那我就试着去培养他们。
Within a few weeks after I prayed,
那几个礼拜以后呢?
One young man, college students, came to me afterward.
一个年轻人就来到我前面。
He said, Luke, I am ready.
他就说, Luke, 我准备好。
I'm like, ready for what?
我是说, 准备好什么呢?
He said, I'm ready to become a Christian.
准备好做基督徒啊?
How much money do I have to pay?
我需要付多少费用呢?
He thought that, no, becoming a Christian is like joining a club.
他就想说, 好像参加俱乐部一样。
He said, no, 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 you don't have to pay anything.
我就跟他说, 你什么都不用。
So I invited him to upstairs to our apartment.
然后就邀请他到一个房间。
And I shared not a very simple basic message of the gospel with him.
然后我们就分享, 一个基本的圣经, 或者这个福音的故, 讲解给他。
I said, are you willing to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
我就是问他说, 你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人救主?
Yes.
他说是的。
And so we prayed together.
所以我们就一起祷告。
And right after prayer, he took out a chain that his grandmother gave him.
然后他就把一个项链拿出来。
He said, no, this is a Buddhist amulet that my grandmother gave me. I can't wear it anymore. Can you please cut it?
他说这是我祖母给我的佛像, 我不能再戴它了, 你可不可以帮我剪掉呢?
So I cut it for him.
然后我就帮他剪掉。
And there was so much joy.
那当下就很多的欢乐。
A few weeks later,
那几个礼拜以后,
another young man came.
另外一个年轻人过来。
Same thing happened.
同样的事情,
Look, I am ready.
他说我也准备好,
ready for what?
准备好什么呢?
Ready to become a Christian.
然后准备好做基督徒,
so we went through the same thing all over again. After I led these two young men to Christ,
那这两个人被带信主以后呢?
I asked them,
我就问他们,
hey, would you be willing to spend some time with me every week, maybe 1 hour per week?
你愿不愿意一个礼拜花一个小时?
We can read the Bible together.
我们可以一起读圣经。
We can pray together.
一起祷告。
And if you have questions, I can try to answer your questions.
那你有问题的话, 我也试着去回答他。
They immediately agree.
他马上就答应了。
And so from there on, for an entire 2 years, every Wednesday, we would meet outside my home in a small garden and with just pray and read the Bible and share.
从那时候开始,将近两年,我们就在我家的外面的花园,我们就一起读经,祷告,一起分享。During
that season of time, I have to tell you, I grew so much.
我要让你知道,就是那一段时间,我成长很多。They
grew as well.
当然他们也成长。And
what's amazing is that one of the young men today is with other co-workers, he is leading our entire ministry.
很奇妙的就是其中一个年轻人,他现在就是带领我们开始的事工啊。He
was willing to grow as well.
他也是愿意成长。We
need to step out of our comfort zone if we want to grow.
所以今天如果我们要成长,我们需要踏出我们的舒适区。We
also need to be willing to seek out those who are lost, the lost sheep of Christ.
我们也是需要去寻找耶稣所失丧的这些羊,then
third, it says here that we need to be teaching them.
然后我们需要教导他。It
says here, not teach them to obey everything that I commanded you.
圣经说我们需要教导他们,凡耶稣所吩咐他们的,都要去教导他。In
other words, if we want to grow, we need to strive to teach others the truth.
换句话说,如果我们要成长,我们需要去教导神真理。Now
speaking of teaching,
那讲到教导,
I think the Bible is very interesting in terms of teaching.
那圣经这边有很有趣的一些教导。
Because in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12,
因为在希伯来书5章12节这里说,
this is what it says. I think we have the PowerPoint for that. Right?
这边, PPT上面应该有显示出来, mm-hmm.
If you read it,
如果你在读的话,
it seems to say here that teaching and maturity is equivalent.
好像这边在讲解就是, 教导跟成熟好像是同等的。
It says here you should be teaching by now.
因为这边说你早就应该开始当老师
了 But you're still drinking milk.
但是你还在喝奶
You have not grown.
其实你还没成长
So obviously, teaching is a sign of maturity.
所以很明显教导是一个成长的一个标志或者成熟的一个标志
So it sounds like the Bible is urging us, all of us, to be teaching.
就好像教导圣经在教导我们说我们都要来教导
It's urging us to grow so that we can all be teaching.
圣经在说我们需要成长为了可以教导别人
But then let's look at another Bible passage in James chapter 3 verse 1.
但是我们再来看另外一部圣经节就是雅各书三章一节。
What does it say here?
这里说什么呢？
It seems to say here that, I mean, it is saying that no, let not many of you become teachers.
这里确实在说不要多人做师傅或者老师。
Because teachers will incur a stricter judgment.
因为晓得我们要受更重的审判或者审断判断。
So here it seems to be discouraging us from becoming teachers.
所以这里好像是不鼓励我们，甚至要约束我们不要去做老师。
Are the two passages contradicting themselves?
那这两个章节有没有彼此冲突呢？
On the surface, it seems that way.
表面看起来好像是。
But we have to look carefully, and you'll notice that, in one passage in Hebrew, it's really talking about the function of teaching.
但是我们这边要小心的去看，就是要仔细的去分析。因为在希伯来书这边是讲到教导的功能
But in James it's really talking about the position of a teacher
但是雅各书在讲教导的位置或者位分
The two are very different
他们两个很不一样
No, most people strive to want the position
我们大部分人都喜欢这个教导的头衔或者位分
Because when you're in the position of a teacher you get a lot of respect
因为你在这个位置上面的时候你会得到很多的尊重
When I first moved to China, one of the first things I did was to visit countryside churches.
因为我们刚刚去中国的时候，我们常常去第一件事情去做的就是去乡下的教会。
So my father-in-law brought me with him.
所以我的岳父就带我们去乡下。
And I remember visiting my first countryside church.
我就记得我去拜访我第一个乡下教会。
It was an incredible experience.
那是一个很特别的一个经历。
And the people were waiting for us.
那时候人在等我们。
And they were so happy when we came.
他们都很高兴，看到我们就好高兴。
Oh, pastors are here.
牧师们来了。
Pray for us.
为我们祷告吧。
Lay hands on us.
按手为我们祷告吧。
You know, in their mind, they were thinking that pastors had more power.
他们在想说牧师好像比较更有能力哈。
So they would give us a lot of deference.
给我们很多的尊重。
Lot of respect, the best seat in the restaurant.
去吃饭的时候给我们最好的位置。
And when we left them,
那我们离开的时候
They were all weeping,
都在哭了
as if Jesus left.
好像耶稣走一样
You know, and it felt good.
当然感受很好
But I kept wondering, does it have to be that way?
但是我一直在想，应该就是这样子吗
No wonder so many of us want the position of teachers or pastors or authority.
难怪我们很多人就是争取这些最高的这些位分
But the Bible says, "Don't strive for position."
但是圣经说不要追求这些位分
If you need to strive for anything, strive to teach teach others.
如果你要追求的话，你要去追求去教导别人
Strive for the function, not the position.
追求这个功能，不是这个位分或者头衔
Because if you teach others,
因为如果你教导别人。
You will grow.
你会成长
I mean, For those of you who've taught others before,
你教导过别人这些人
you will agree, right, that those who grow the most are not necessarily the students, but the teacher.
你们应该都同意吧？是不是？老师是不是成长最多呢？
When you teach and nurture and help someone grow, you will grow the most.
当你在教导还栽培别人的时候，你是成长最多的。
No, when I was helping these two young men during that season of time.
当我在帮忙这两个年轻人的时候
，Oftentimes they would have questions and I wouldn't have the answers.
他们常常会有一些问题，那当下我确实是没答案。
So I would say, hey, I'm going to go back and do some research.
那我就跟他们说，我回去做一些调查或者研究。
And because of that, I grew so much.
那因为这样子，我自己成长了。
We need to strive to teach others.
我们需要争取去教导别人。
And one time we had a young trainee.
有一次我们一个很年轻的这个培训生
Because after a while we started a training center and training people to become ministry leaders
因为过了一段时间我们就开始培养人成为这个事工带领者
He was a very gifted young man
那他其实是很有恩赐
Truly bilingual
他的语言能力非常强。His
Chinese was excellent. His English was very good too.
中英文都非常流利。
And when we do translation, he was very fast.
翻译的时候他非常的快。
And he started growing at the bridge.
他就开始在桥上成长。
And then one day he says, "Hey, I want to be involved in full-time ministry as well."
然后有一天他就说, 哎, 我想参加全职服事。
So we accepted him as a trainee.
我们就接受他作为我们的培训生。
But after a while, we noticed one thing that wasn't right.
过了一段时间，我们就发觉不太对劲了。
He would often sit by himself during meals.
他会常常在吃饭的时候孤立自己。
He was very isolated from the other trainees.
他跟其他的培训生不太交往。
And he wasn't so much concerned about people's growing and learning.
我们就看到他没有对人有一个负担。
In fact, what he really wanted was the position.
我们看见他就是想要这个位分。
He was not so much concerned about teaching.
他不是想去教导别人。
Jesus saw and he wept.
耶稣看见人,
he saw the lost.
他就发了怜悯心, 看见这些世上的人,
he's commanding us to do the same.
那他也吩咐我们要做同样的事情,
not only to see,
不单单去看见他们,
but here he also commands us to teach them to obey everything that he commanded us.
但是他也吩咐我们要去教导他们, 凡他吩咐耶稣教导我们的东西。
Because when we do that,
因为当我们这样做的时候,
we will grow.
我们会成长。
When we make disciples,
当我们建造门徒的时候,
and we try to teach them,
当我们教导他们的时候,
even though it is very hard,
虽然很难,
I tell you it is very hard.
我可以告诉你, 真的很难,
very troublesome.
很麻烦,
it's like raising young kids.
就像教导孩子一样,
now you have to wipe butts and noses.
需要擦屁股, 擦鼻子, 擦鼻涕,
you have to discipline them.
需要管教他们,
sometimes they'll judge you.
有时候他们会论断你,
and there'll be pains and sadness.
会有痛苦, 会有难受的时候,
but the reward of seeing them grow is worth it.
但是看到他们成长以后, 真的是很值得。
But the best side effect is that you yourself will grow so much.
但是最好的副产品就是你是受益者。
So not only do we need to leave our comfort zone,
就不仅仅我们需要离开我们的舒适区,
not only do we need to seek and engage the lost,
不单单我们需要去寻找这些世上的人,
not only do we need to strive to teach others the truth,
不单单我们需要去教导别人,
here Jesus says, made a promise to us.
那这边耶稣更给我们一个应许,
he said, "Lo, I am with you always until not to the end of the earth."
他就说, 那我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
In other words, what we need to do as well is we need to stay close to Christ.
换句话说, 我们要做的最后一件事情, 就是我们要与他保持亲密关系。
Even though Jesus promised to be with us,
虽然耶稣他应许与我们同在,
always,
常常, 时常与我们同在,
yet, no, we need to make sure that we don't move away from him.
但是我们自己要确保我们不会离开他。
Because Jesus will not force himself upon us.
因为耶稣不会强势的, 勉强我们与他同在。
No, we need to make sure that we don't walk away and move away from him.
我们要确保我们不会离开他。
No, for the past 17 years, we've been so busy.
过去17年我们确实非常忙。
And in the busyness of making disciples,
那在这个忙碌的过程当中,
I needed to constantly remind myself to stay close to God.
我需要常常提醒我自己要亲近神。
To spend time meditating on his word.
花时间默想他的话,
and praying and fasting.
祷告进食。
Because I knew that, no, and at that time we were experiencing so much success.
因为那时候神给我们很多的成功。
A lot of people coming to Christ.
很多人信主。
A lot of people were being discipled and growing.
正在成长, 被栽培。
And the biggest danger, as you all probably know, is that we might become proud.
那你知道在这里面有危险，就是我们可能会骄傲。
Thinking that it is our own effort.
以为是我们自己的劳碌带过来的。
And once we become proud,
那当我们开始骄傲的时候,
that's when we walk away from God.
我们就会远离神。
We no longer need God.
我们就不需要神。
We no longer depend upon God.
我们就不去依靠神。
We move away.
我们就离开。
So I have to constantly remind myself.
所以就常常需要提醒我自己。
And I intentionally, every Monday morning, I would make it into my Sabbath time to be with God.
那我就刻意把星期一播出来成为我的安息。
2-3 hours,
两三个小时,
I would try to find a quiet place.
找一个安静的地方。
And the problem was that I couldn't find any, in the beginning, I couldn't find any quiet place.
刚开始找不到任何安静的地方。
Wherever I went, to the park, to coffee shop, they were filled with people.
去到哪里全部都是人。
Filled with noises.
很多的噪音。
Even in my own home.
在我家里面也是。
We were living in a small bedroom, in a small apartment.
我们就在一个小公寓里面。
And at that time, we were homeschooling as well.
那时候在家庭教育。
So all the kids, you know, our three daughters were constantly home.
三个孩子整天在家。
All the rooms were taken up.
所有的房间都被占满。
I couldn't find any quiet place for myself.
我找不到任何自己的空间。
So again, I pray.
我就祷告。
Say, God, you know my desire to have a Sabbath time with you.
我就说，神啊，你知道我对你，与想与你同在，与你单的，我需要有个单独处的时间。
So would you please provide me a place?
你可不可以提供一个地方给我？
You know what's amazing?
啊，他，你知道很奇妙吗？
Not long after my prayer.
我祷告不久以后。
The Buddhist behind our house.
我们家后面就有一个庙寺。
There was a Buddhist temple.
有一个庙寺。
And they built a road to go up the mountain.
他们其实后面有一个有一个梯子，
一条路啊，
一条可以说是坡、嗯、一条路。
They would lay stone and it would be easy for you to walk up the mountain.
那就很容易的去走上山。
And it was open to the public.
那这是公开的地方。
So I went to explore.
我就去探索。
And I walked up easily, walked up to the mountain.
然后就很容易的爬到山上。
And I found this quiet place.
就找到一个很安静的地方。
Overlooking the village.
看到这个村。
Nobody was there on Monday morning.
星期一早上没人在这里。
It was designed for tourists, but nobody was there on Monday morning.
星期一早上没有观光哈。
So every Monday morning,
每个星期一早上
I would just go behind my apartment and then leave my apartment, climb up the stairs, and then I would be on top of a mountain and quiet.
我就离开我的公寓爬到山上那里就安静了。
There I would meditate on God's word.
那在那里我就默想神的话语。
Pray.
祷告。
And listen to what God had to say to me.
聆听他要向我说的话。
And I have to say, that's probably the best thing I ever did during these past 17 years is spending that segment of time to be alone with God.
那我要说过去17年这是我做最对的东西。
Because I grew so much.
因为我成长了。
God, I mean, if you think about it, that's why God requires or commands us to keep the Sabbath holy.
那你会想想，这就是为什么神说我们要守安息日。
That is one of the first 10 commandments.
这是在十诫的第一个诫，
其中一个
诫命。
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
这是很重要的。
If you read the Old Testament,
那你读到这个旧约呢？
God constantly reminds the Israelites to keep the Sabbath holy.
神常常的提醒这些以色列人。以色列民要持守安息日。
Punishable by death.
甚至没有持守的话会灭亡。
Because he knew that if we walked away from God.
因为这里就是讲解说如果我们离开神的话。
Indeed, we will experience death.
我们的灵命真的会遭到灭亡。
Spiritual death.
属灵是这样子的。
So, keeping the Sabbath to God is so important. Staying close to him is so important.
所以与神保持亲密是太重要了。
And that is what I try to strive to teach our trainees as well.
这也是我们常常在教导我们培训生。
I would remind them it is not enough to just accumulate Bible knowledge.
我们常常提醒他们脑袋里有知识是不够的。
Because sometimes I would see them do, read the Bible as if it's a homework, for them to check off.
所以我们常常看到读圣经好像在做作业一样。
Okay, 读了、I read, so check.
读完了勾清单。
And so I said, no, it is not Bible knowledge that will help you grow.
我就跟他说，不是知识会
alone, Bible knowledge alone.
知识，唯独知识不会让
you need to live it out.
在这个基础以上，
你要 obey what God's word says.
活出来要去遵守它。
In fact, that's the only way for us to be free from sin.
事实就是说，这是我们唯一逃离罪的方法。
We often quote John 8.
我们常常会讲到约翰福音八
章。By saying that the truth will make you free.
说真理会让你得到自由。
But we forget the phrase right before that.
但是我们常常忽略的这前面的那个前提。
It says if we continue in God's word.
这边前面一个前提说，如果你持守在神的话语。
If we obey His word, if we live it out.
你如果你去遵守他的话语。
Then we will know the truth.
你把它活出来的话，然后你就知道真理。
Then you will be set free.
然后真理才会让你得到自由。
Growth doesn't happen apart from God.
成长离开神是不可能的。
It doesn't happen apart from obeying God's word.
那离开遵行神的话语，成长是不可能的。
And Christ is the word.
那耶稣基督他就是神的话语。
Christ.Is the word 神基督就是道啊 ？He is the word.
耶稣基督就是神的道。
If we have Christ, we have everything.
如果我们有神耶稣基督的话，我们什么都有。
In Colossians 1 tells us that all things were created by by him, for him, and through him.
哥罗西书一章这边说，所有的是借着他啊。为了他来创造的。
And John 15 says, no, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches.
那约翰福音十五章这边说，我是真葡萄树，你是枝子。
If you abide in me and I abide in you,
凡在我里面的，我就在他里面。
Then you will bear much fruit.
你就可以结果子。
Apart from me,
那离开我的话，
you can do nothing.
你们什么都做不了。
So we need to stay close to Christ.
所以我们需要保持亲密。
That's the only way for us to grow.
这是唯一成长的方面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
are you growing spiritually?
你有在成长吗？在灵命上，你有在成长吗？
Do you feel stuck in your spiritual growth?
在灵命上，你现在是不是感觉停滞不前呢？
What is God saying to you today?
今天神在向你说什么呢？
Are you too comfortable and you need to leave your comfort zone for a while?
你是不是太舒适了？那你现在需要离开你的舒适区呢？
Is God asking you to seek someone who is lost?
神是不是在催逼你去找一个失丧的人？
Is God asking you to teach someone?
神是在催逼你去教导一个人呢？
Maybe it's someone right in your home.
可能就是在你家里面的一个人。
Maybe it's your own children.
可能是你自己的孩子。
Someone at church that you know.
可能在教会你认识的一个人。
Is God asking you to spend some time just walking with this person for a season to teach him?
是不是在催逼你花一段时间与这个人同行？
Or perhaps God is reminding you today to stay close to him.
或者神在提醒你今天要与他亲密。
To carve out some time every week to be with him.
每个礼拜花一点时间跟他在一起。
You know, when we went to China, our kids were so young and so small, and I have a picture of them.
我们刚去亚洲的时候，我们孩子很小。我这边有个照片哈。
And then today, my children have all grown up.
那今天他们都长大。
And we actually grandparents.
我们其实是祖父母了。
And so, you know, we have for the past 17 years, we have grown not just in terms of our physical children having grown.
那我们过去这17年，不单单是我们孩子在肉体上成长。
But we have multiplied ourselves by having.Lots of spiritual children as well.
那其实我们也复制了自己在属灵这方面，其实我们有很多的属灵的孙子。
Yeah, and we are grandparents, not spiritual grandparents.
那在属灵上，我们也是祖父母了。
And that to me is the abundant life.
其实这个就是丰盛的生命。
For us to grow and to multiply ourselves,
就是我们要成长，我们要复制我们自己。
Spiritually.
属灵上我们要复制。
To have spiritual children and spiritual grandchildren.
我们需要属灵的孩子，属灵的孙子。
That is the abundant life.
这就是神要给我们的丰盛的生命。
I pray that each and every one of you will experience that.
我为你们每个人的祷告，就是你们都可以经历到丰盛的生命。
Let us pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Indeed, Father, I pray that each and every person who is listening to this sermon today, that they would experience the abundant life.
哦，主啊，我们真的为每个人祷告，在听到的这些人，我们为每个人祷告，让他们可以经历到丰盛的生命。
Lord, I pray that if they're stuck spiritually, that they would find themselves unstuck.
主啊，如果任何人灵命卡住，主啊，让他们可以往前走。
That they would not just be hearer of your words today.
让我们不仅仅是当做听到的人
，but even more so, doers of your word.
更是成为行道的人。
That whatever you're prompting them to do today.
不管今天你是在催逼我们在做什么。
That Lord, when they go home, they will make a decision to act it out.
每个人回家的时候，我们可以遵守，把它活出来。
To live out the truth.
活出你的真理。
I pray, Lord, that you would answer the prayers of their own heart, even now.
主啊，现在若是有人默默地在心里面为他们自己的祷告，求主你垂听。
You are the God who answers prayers.
你是垂听祷告的神。
And I thank you for that.
谢谢你。
And I know you will answer the prayers.
我也知道你也会垂听他们祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.